This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Action is the House Intel Committee Chairman, California Congressman Devin Nunes, Freedom Caucus Chairman, North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. Neither were invited to my Christmas party, and I apologize for that now in retrospect. I've been hearing all night a lot and all day yesterday that there's a possibility that struck page memos were actually handed over to the State Department last week, and we haven't had them revealed. Congressman Meadows, have you heard that?
Well, really, what we do know, Sean, is there is another tranche of Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text messages that actually have been vetted by the DOJ, and we were just waiting on the Inspector General to release those. He gave that release on Friday. We've been expecting those documents each and every day. As of tonight, as of right now, we don't have those. We have let our displeasure be known to the DOJ officials, so hopefully we'll receive those tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't we get the whole batch? I don't understand the slow roll. Congressman Nunes, I got to give you a lot of credit. It always comes to a crisis. And then Rod Rosenstein, the last second, just for whatever reason, he'll finally hand it over after he begged Paul Ryan not to hand over what became the Nunes memo. Sir, you said to Maria Bartiromo this weekend that there was no intelligence, none, as the basis for the start of this Russia probe?
Yeah, let me start by saying to Mark's point, they shouldn't wait. They need to enforce the subpoenas immediately, Mr. Gowdy and Mr. Goodlatte. The more that you wait over time, I've learned that you just wait and you wait and you wait, and pretty soon there'll be an election. And I think the Department of Justice and the FBI are banking on the Democrats taking over so that all these investigations can be shut down. As it relates to what I said over the weekend, it remains true. We have not seen any Five Eyes intelligence, any credible intelligence that started this investigation. It's why we're investigating the State Department.
It's unbelievable.
For a number of reasons.
All right. Let me ask you both. Is it going to take a contempt order from Congress? Are they going to be held in contempt at the Justice Department? Because I agree with your analysis. It seems they're trying to push this to 2018. See if Democrats get control.
Well, I think, Sean, one of the things, Chairman Nunes has done an unbelievable job not only investigating this, but keeping the pressure on. And it's not unless that pressure is really felt by DOJ officials that they actually produce anything. And I've been on the phone most of the day with them. I don't understand why it's taking such unbelievable Herculean efforts to get them to do that. But we've notified the White House as well. You know, it's this president's DOJ, why are they not producing the documents and let us do our oversight?
Congressman Nunes, your thoughts, and what is it going to take?
Well, I do think we're to the point where the Congress has to exercise its full authority. So immediate subpoenas, immediate contempt. If you have to move to impeachment, do that. Now, as Mark just said, as Mr. Meadows just said, I do believe that the president at this point should step in, should take his authority as the executive officer of this country and make sure that the United States Congress has provided all of this documentation immediately. And that's only because just look at all of the examples that are out there that go back a year and a half now that we were stalled on. And just tonight, you broke news again. If it is true that Mr. Richmond was an employee of the FBI, that's something we had no idea. We did not know that. Now, don't you think we should have known that since we've been investigating this for a year and a half?
Well, you would think so, right? And also, just to keep you aware of what's going on, Ronnie Jackson, the president's, I should say Admiral Jackson, the president's nominee for the VA has decided to take the exit ramp and to remove his name from nomination. That's to keep you up to date. Lauren Kitchen-Stewart coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop,
hey. Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it is Lauren Kitchen's steward time. We're talking another day in the life, you know, because it's Life with Lauren. That's what it's all about. She is the center of the universe, the queen of white privilege. Can I say that? Or is that offensive?
I don't. You're
am I going to owe you? Am I going to owe you a cup of Starbucks coffee now because I made that slur?
You're going to owe me ice cream sundae.
Who wants coffee when you get? I know. Hey, did you see that video of the black rapper kind of doing a spoof on Starbucks? Did you see this?
I didn't.
Okay, he goes into Starbucks. This is on the heels of all this stuff that happened with Starbucks and, you know, the hoopla and everything. And, of course, Starbucks is going to close, you know, every Starbucks one day at the end of the month to deal about, you know, talk about diversity, sensitivity. And as a result of what happened there, right? Well, so now this black comedian goes in and goes, look, you know, he's kind of had it with all this black stuff and reparations and everything. But he goes in as a spoof, and he's got himself, you know, on Facebook Live, and he's capturing this, and he goes to the gal at the, you know, the server there at Starbucks and says, I'm here for my black reparation coffee. I want my reparation coffee. And she goes, you know, I thought I saw that in a tweet. And, yeah, and the whole deal is just... She hooks him up with this, you know, the venti coffee and everything like that. I mean, it's a hoot, and he's spoofing
Kanye's
everything.
Kanye's gonna be up in their neck. Kanye's gonna be going up in Starbucks.
Well, yeah, Kanye. I mean, it's like, well, how about all these other people say, well, look at, I feel like maybe that inner black in me, you know, I think that inner black part of me wants reparations. You know, I mean, this is unhinged.
The restaurant that is white. I mean, just as white as you can be. She did. Not ancestry, the 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm like 20% black. I was like, really?
Yeah.
And, you know, especially when you live in the deep south, so I want to do that because I'm just
But then you go, girl, but that 20%, you know, isn't working enough because you still can't dance.
No, I can. She can't.
No. I'm just saying.
You know,
we're gonna get in so much trouble here.
Know,
this is
we're
just
gonna get trouble.
Well,
people,
you know,
would beat me, and they would think I was black. And you know, I mean, I've got a ton. I mean, I would say half my close friends are black.
Yes.
And I guess sometimes I do my black thing. I don't know. And so I was on the air in California, and I was doing a remote, and this lady just looked at me for the longest time. She was staring and shaking her head.
Uh-huh.
I had been on the air already, like, you know, 4.5 years. She was looking, and I was like, what are you looking at? And she said, I just don't know what to do because all these years I thought you were black and you're white. Isn't that funny?
I know, that's funny. It's like Wolfman Jack. You know, all these years, you know, they thought he was black, and then they find out that, He's just a white old boy. And his real name was Bob Smith. Good friend of mine. I mean, you know, since passed away.
Really? But, his name is Bob Smith?
Bob Smith, yeah. Yeah. In fact, because of him, I was the, and really, I give him all the credit. You know, I go to L.A. and, you know, and they, you know, they knew they were hiring me as Bill Martinez, 30 miles down the road in Orange County, as you know. I'm there, Bill Martinez. I've just gotten out of the Marine Corps. And they, and right before I'm ready to go on the air, they go, "Oh, we don't want to hear Bill Martinez. You can't say Bill Martinez. There's no Hispanic name in Los Angeles." I go, "Wait, there's no Hispanic. There's never been a Hispanic broadcaster, you know, using his real name." And Wolfman Jack went to bat for me and told the management, "Are you out of your skulls? What are you doing?" And because of him, you know, they relented, you know, because he was the big franchise there and carved the way out for me.
Story.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, things we pick up along the way. Hey, I wanted this breaking news that came out. Ronnie Jackson, who's gone through all kinds of what have you, and Ronnie Jackson, of course, was the nominee for the VA that I'm sure you've heard about. And here he is. I mean, he's been the personal physician for George W. Bush, Barack Obama. Barack Obama lauded his praises, said that he deserved, you know, to be advanced and all that sort of thing. I'm surprised that he didn't give him another star, you know, because he's a he's an admiral, but one star. So, but he could, you know, use another star. Why not? Maybe he might get
he
this.
He might use another star.
Maybe, I'm just saying, you know, and maybe he might get it after all this hoopla that he went through. But, you know, like Donald Trump was pretty honest with him. Like, you know, after all this stuff they're digging up, I mean, this guy's been vetted so many times anyway. And now all of a sudden, because he's going into consideration to head the Veterans Affairs, all hell breaks loose on him. All of a sudden, you know, people are falling out of the shadows and, oh, he got drunk, he wrecked a car, he did this, he's mean to people, you know, kind of deal. He's created a hostile work environment. And Trump's going, you know, why do you want this gig? He goes, and he kind of in as much kind of caught himself a little bit because he said, hey, I wouldn't do it, you know, except he's president, so he's already there. But he kind of offered an exit ramp. But, you know, Ronnie Jackson thought, well, look, I think I want to have my day in court. I really want to face my accusers and address this issue. But as is the case in today, the court of public opinion has an incredible amount of influence and power. So he doesn't even get really much further. And so he's decided to take the exit ramp.
I think it's very sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though, don't you, in a way, you wonder if he wasn't expecting it based on the climate, based
right.
on, you know, what we're expected to have to go under, especially if you're a conservative, especially if you don't, you know, feel like so many people feel and you don't share their views. I mean, it's going to come out. And like you said, it could go back to something you did in high school.
Exactly.
Like they'll dig up anything and everything they possibly can. I mean, I was kind of hoping he was going to push on through. You
well,
know, you know,
yeah, just to kind of, just kind of.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we have to count the cost, though, Lauren. I mean, and I don't know if you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, look, it's already bad here. What's it going to be like with me leading 300,000 people, the second largest, you know, entity within the government? And, of course, there's all kinds of spotlight on it. It's been one incompetent leader after another. Am I ready to put my head, I mean, really deep in the fan over all this, and all I want to do is just serve the country, or am I better off
right.
just being the president's physician? And hey, it's all good. I can go to the White House and, you know, have a drink with the commander in chief, and, you know, call it a day, as opposed to having to deal with 300,000. You know, oh my gosh, what a circus that must be there at the VA.
Well, and I can see why he would come to that point of saying mm-hmm. life's too short.
Well, I'd say, look at if I accepted that job, I'd demand a therapist, because I'm gonna need a therapist. Yeah, exactly. And speaking of therapy, I wanted to get your read on this situation once again in the United Kingdom, if we might go. We've got a baby dying, Alfie, and you know, this is socialized medicine. England, you know, and this is what many Americans, I mean, which is amazing to me, many Americans think this is the way to go. Unless, I guess, unless their child is Alfie Evans himself, then, you know, maybe it just doesn't count. And the reality of socialized medicine is being displayed internationally live from London, England.
Yeah, it makes you think, do we really want that here? You know?
What a heartbreak. I mean, the parents are there. I mean, and to Alfie's credit, I mean, again, this is God, right? Because God says, hey, I'm going to tell you when you're going to go, when you're going to come, and the whole deal. And he's still surviving, even though he's been taken off all the machines. So far, anyway. I haven't gotten a recent update, but we need to check. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Lauren Kitchen Stewart right here on Bill Martinez Live. 15 minutes after.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
America's favorite Mexican, Bill Martinez, live.
You can't take that from me.
I'll tell you, we love all the mariachis, don't we, huh? Lauren, I got to tell you this.
Mexican?
Yeah, I got to tell you this, okay? I got to tell you this. We're in Maui with the grandson, okay? The kid is, amazing. 4 months ago, we're there. He's just starting to take steps, right? Forget it now. I mean, you know, he is everything fast forward. He's just first gear. He's just flying. I mean, he's like the, what is that, Flash. So he's the Marvel character Flash now everywhere, and it's just unbelievable. But anyway, his favorite movie, this kid is so riveted to this movie, is Coco. And I've been wanting to see Coco. I can't believe I had not seen it.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness. With the kids, you will love it. Well, of course, for me, with my background and, you know, and everything else and the culture and the whole, oh, my gosh.
Really loved it.
Oh, I loved it totally. And of course, you know, along with it, like I said, it's some cultural things that my parents, kept us aware of, some they didn't. But nonetheless, you know, it's all part of the Hispanic Latin culture and good fun there, along with because you always hear me talk about how the grandmothers would take the chancla and, you know, the house slipper and throw it at you to get your attention and stuff. So the chancla's in there, mariachis are in there, the music, all this stuff. I mean, it is so...
throwing a slipper at you, that's like a cultural thing that everybody does?
Oh, grandmas, I'm telling you, they look at you, they give you the eye first. And if you don't catch the, you know, when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing,
mm-hmm.
They give you the eye. And if you don't respond to the eye, here comes the chancla. And the chancla, you know, and that gets your attention. And if that doesn't, and if she happens to be close where she's making tortillas and she's got a roller in her hand, get ready. Because the next thing will follow is the rolling pin. But they didn't do the rolling pin thing.
I remember that. With my kids, be like...
Yeah, just put it right on them. Yeah, exactly. I mean, just say, hey, look, I'm gonna give you a little bit of Hispanic
my
discipline here.
Coming out.
Yeah, your chancla. So,
you're bilingual, aren't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, right.
See, I've never heard you speak Spanish. Like, I've never heard you just break out in Spanish if I've been around you and I've known you for...
Oh, I sound like, I sound like Ricky Ricardo clashes with Cheech and Chong. If you can imagine
that.
Happen?
Why
I don't know. I don't know. It's just something happens. It's just kind of like you. You know, we were talking about the cultures we're raised in and how we're influenced, and we'll pick up, you know, the slang of the people that influence us. And you wonder, you go, where did that come from? And, that sort of thing. And, yeah, you realize and check it out. Hey, anyway, I want to get back on this story regarding little Alfie that's going on. See, the other thing that's going on about little Alfie is now UK police, United Kingdom police, are warning the citizens that tweets regarding Alfie Evans are being monitored and acted upon. This is how crazy it's gotten.
Wow.
I mean, if you're not conforming with the status quo, with all the problems the United Kingdom has right now, they're going absolutely ballistic over a family, a mother and father. And like you and I talked about, if it was our child, I mean, I'd be tearing walls down.
Aren't they taking him to Italy? If the Pope said we're going to make him a citizen of Italy so you can come here and have help, why are they not there?
The Pope, the Pope's not the King of England. And, and here it is. And even...
But
even
they, they can't just leave? They can't say
no.
The Pope has said we can come.
No.
They have to be administered an exit visa?
He's the possession. This child is the possession of the government in much the same way that Charlie Gard, a couple of years ago, I believe, in the most recent case, also a child, they had a fundraising, a GoFundMe, and they raised, $145,000 to get this child to the United States. We had facilities, medical facilities saying, here, you know, bring him here. We can help him out and the whole deal. And, they had the money and the government said, ain't gonna happen. And they let that little boy die. And so
I don't understand how they have that right. I mean, why is that child, they're free people.
Because the knucklehead people decided not to be free anymore. For the sake of free medicine, they sold their souls, and so here it is coming to the shores of America. Thank you very much, Obamacare, which we were able to thwart, which, you know, for the most part is still hanging on there by a thread, but nonetheless, we still don't have the intestinal fortitude of legislators that can finally, you know, rest it in peace. Once and for all, and get it the heck out of here.
That they had given up that right. I think most Americans, we can't wrap our head around, wow, they've given up that right to have that freedom, you know, to say, I can come and go as I please. But, I mean, we ran into some of that when we were adopting Channing, that you have to have an exit visa and an entrance visa. So just because, like, Nepal was saying, hey, this is your child, you can take her, but our own State Department was saying, you know, we're stopping adoptions there and we're not letting her in. So that's why we have a big hoop to rise. So I think people, you know, forget that when it comes to going from country to country, you have to have an entrance and an exit visa. So they're not willing to give them the exit visa to leave the country. That's what's happening.
And, of course, you know, you got a similar situation with Russia, right? Russia gets upset and they say, we're not allowing you to adopt our kids anymore. And, you know, so all this, you know, political dynamic comes into play. But this is more than politics. This is life and death. And here, you know, again, America, you know, I want to grab you by the shoulders and wake you up because there's still too many. I mean, and probably maybe a majority of people, it's gotten to the point or close to it anyway, that have said, yeah, socialized medicine, this is the way to go. In fact, the Democrats, they're so desperate now, they're saying free everything. That's, I mean, you talk about making a hard left. And you go, wait, what are you thinking? We've already been subjected to Democratic policies. Remember, first black president, couple of reigns that he, you know, we reelected him even. And, you know, how worse it got, you know, jobs, unemployment.
Well, there's strings that go along with this that people aren't thinking about. It's not just that, oh, everything will be more affordable. If you look at this child, there's strings. You know, that means that you're giving the government control of your life. And see, people don't think through that. All they're thinking about is it'll help me financially.
Well, sure.
You know, I'll be able to go to any doctor I want. The price will be the same. The medicines will be the same. Well, it's deeper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is much deeper. And then you get down in the situation where it's an end of life and you're not like Barbara Bush and you don't get a chance to make the decision that you have comfort care. They're just going to tell you that's just the way it is. And you're going to be put into comfort care, whether you like it or not, and because the government says it's time for you to exit. Pretty crazy.
Right, and you end up going, what is their line going to be? You know, saying, as far as saying this person is, they should live, and this person, they're too far gone.
That's
and
right.
That could start creeping over more and more where somebody is completely viable, and they're saying they're not.
Well, this is what the Republicans argued when they were arguing against Obamacare, and the people are not getting it. You know, all for the sake. It's all for the same things. You know, it's like social media, Lauren. You know, for the sake of our convenience and having, you know, these mobile phones and all their power available to us and the convenience. What are we giving up in the process? I mean, we got a little bit of a peek into it when Mark Zuckerberg went before, you know, the legislature in D.C. And it, you know, I don't know. To me, it was quite shocking, but you know, by and large, the majority of America just kind of shrugged. Well, you know, that's okay. Just give me my phone back.
Well, because they're thinking, oh, it doesn't affect me, but it eventually will, and that's how we bury our head in the sand. So, well, it's not affecting my life, and I don't want to be inconvenient. We're just not thinking it through. We're not realizing, you know, the price that you pay to have all these conveniences, and you're giving up your privacy, and how much do they know about you. And, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people say, it doesn't matter, but we need to care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And then, you know, we were talking, you met Tina Marie Griffin at NRB when we were together there, and Tina's the counterculture mom, and we were talking about, you know, these seven-year-old kids with iPhones. I mean, with all the power and all access to the Internet and everything like that, really? You're going to open up?
Well, the parents are like, I don't want them bothering me for my phone. Like, our two kids are like, I want your phone. We're like, it's your own phone. We're like, no, you can't have your own phone. We're being funny. But, I mean, you should wait till 12, but people don't want to because they're inconvenient.
I'm thinking 40. 40 is a good round figure. maybe.
Yeah, 45.
I mean, we might as well give them keys to the car. You know, 8 years old, they'll figure it out, right? They'll figure out all this
Listen,
stuff.
Listen, I was driving at 10. Don't knock it.
Hey, there she is. All open to you. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez
Live. One of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest, Bruce Van Atta. It's been a couple of years since Bruce and I had a chance to talk, and he's continued to remain faithful to his mission. And this, you know, what happens when you have had a near-death experience, and you come in contact with the hand of God that saves your life, you can no longer be the same. And Bruce Van Atta is that walking example. Bruce, good to have you back with us. Been a long time, buddy. Good to have you here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me back, Bill.
Well, you know, when we talked, you shared your story a couple years ago, and so it's due for a retell of how you were crushed under a semi-truck. Share that with our audience, if you would.
Yeah, it was back in 2006. I owned a diesel repair business. I did on-site diesel repair, and that day I was working on a large Peterbilt logging truck about an hour from our home. I had been working on it for 3 days, finished up at the end of that night, and I was working with another mechanic who actually worked at that logging facility. And he had jacked the truck up in the air, And if anybody listening today has never looked underneath a large semi-truck, if you were to look from the front towards the back, you'd see that the lowest thing to the ground is the front axle. Mm-hmm. And just enough room for a guy to slip underneath there on a creeper, little tool that mechanics use, mm-hmm. to go underneath vehicles. So this other mechanic had jacked up that front axle on the passenger side and removed the passenger side front wheel. And I was laying on the creeper, and I crawled, slid underneath the front bumper. If you can picture it, Bill, mm-hmm. I went underneath the front bumper feet first, feet going towards the back of the truck. I'm going, like, parallel with the center line of the truck. And where I ended up stopping was directly underneath the engine. It's a conventional long nose, so it's got a great big hood. The mm-hmm. hood's open. We'd been doing an engine repair, and we were running the engine to make sure that it was fixed, you know, that the leak was done. And where I happened to stop, that axle was right above my belly button and mm-hmm. maybe just an inch above me. So this axle's got 10 to 12,000 pounds of weight, so 5 to 6 tons of weight on the two front tires of this truck. The passenger side tires removed. The only thing that's holding up is the jack. It had been on the jack at this point 3 days. The truck's mm-hmm. been running for 20 minutes. I'm just getting ready to leave the place, and he's going to finish it up after I go. I had to get the technical stuff done in the engine, so I crawled underneath there one last time. I'm underneath the truck, and I said to Leonard, the guy I was working with, hey, jump up inside and shut the engine off. I don't need it running anymore. Mm-hmm. So he jumped up inside to shut it off. When he did, that jack slipped out, and that whole weight of the whole semi-truck in the front, this 10 to 12,000 pounds, crashed to the cement, and that axle acted like a blunt guillotine, because it's probably, you know, 4 or 5 inches front to back, and it just came down right across the middle of my belly, right, like I said, right above my belly button, and came straight to the cement like a blunt guillotine and basically crushed my body in half. When this thing fell on me, blood squirt, you know, shot up out of the inside of my body, out of my mouth, in a big blob, and landed on the ground. And I just remember this incredible pain, and I just called out to God, and I said, God, help me, Lord, help me. Mm-hmm. I remember saying it twice, and when I looked down, again, if you can picture, I'm laying on my back on the cement, and I looked down on the left side of my body. There was only about an inch of airspace between the bottom of the axle and the cement, so I knew my body was 1 inch thick approximately on the left, and on the right, it was double that, probably 2 inches of airspace, so I knew my body was about 2 inches thick on the right side, so everything between the bottom of my ribs and the top of my pelvic, right across that middle, flat, soft part of your stomach, that was all crushed down. I was actually thinner than my spine because my L4, L5 vertebrae were both broken. According to the radiology report, spider crack, slightly D-shaped. So this thing has got me crushed, flattened out across the middle, and the guy gets down out of the truck. I'm working with Leonard. And he looks underneath the bumper. He's looking at me. We're looking eye to eye, and he goes into shock.
I imagine he's probably shocked you're alive still.
Yeah. Well, when he saw me flat, he just froze. Yeah. And I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. He's not doing anything. It seemed like forever. And I remember mumbling, saying, call 911.
Yeah.
Please call 911. He shook out. It seemed like forever, but he shook out of it. He called 911. The jack had slipped out before he actually shut the engine off. So the engine is still running. It's vibrating on top of me, exaggerating the already incredible pain.
Right.
And after he called 911, I begged him to shut it off. He shut it off. And so he went and got the jack, and he's trying to figure out how to jack the truck up off my body. He can't put it back underneath the axle because the axle's not on the cement. So he put it on the big curved leaf spring. And you don't want to jack something on a curve, on an arch, but it was the only place he had. And he's jacking up, and I'm begging him not to jack up there because I'm afraid the jack's just going to slip and it's going to fall on me again. But when he did get the truck up off of my body, when I looked down at my body, Bill, you know, I've got my work uniform with the name of my company on my patch and the name Bruce on the other side. But as I looked down, right at the edge of my ribs, the bottom of my ribs, my work uniform went straight down towards my spine, followed along the edge of my spine, and came back up on my pelvic side. This big flat spot.
Unbelievable.
Across the middle of my body. It looked, the only thing I could think, it was so surreal. The only thing I could think of when I saw it was, this might sound silly to some people, but it's reminding me of a cartoon. It looked
cartoon. I was going
to
say, it sounds like one of those cartoon things that you would see.
You know, old school, old school Wile E. Coyote gets one of my Acme truck. You know, that's what I'm picturing in my head. And I'm looking at it, I thought, there's no way I should be able to be alive and look at my body like this. And I was obviously going into shock, panicking. What I didn't know was that I had major arteries severed in five places. And as long as the truck was on me, it had stuff pinched off.
Exactly.
As soon as
wow.
As soon as he jacked the truck up off me, I began to free bleed out. So I'm begging him to get me out from under the truck because I was really afraid that jack was going to slip out again.
Mm.
And he wouldn't touch me because, I mean, I've got this big flat spot. He knew I had to have a broken back. And people have been told you don't want to move somebody with a broken back. So he wouldn't touch me. So in a rush of adrenaline, the big chrome bumper is just back behind my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached back and grabbed the bottom of that chrome bumper and I took everything.
You roll yourself out?
Dragged myself because the creeper is busted in the middle.
So
I dragged myself out to just the point where my, head and shoulders are now sticking off underneath the truck. And I wanted to then grab the bumper, push, put my palms on the bumper and give it one last push and get myself out another foot. But I couldn't. I totally ran out of steam. That's the point that I ran out of steam. First Street, it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, total rural Wisconsin, volunteer fire department. And when he called in 911, there was a guy on the volunteer fire department driving home from work, literally just driving by this place. And he was in there within minutes, just a couple minutes. And that guy came in and he took one look at my body, looked underneath the bumper, and he knew that nobody locally could do anything for me. So he called in and said we needed med flight to the trauma center. And then the next guy showed up, and it was about that point. I mean, I had a very weak pulse. They're trying to talk to me. They said I knew what I was trying to say, but they said I was just mumbling.
Right.
And it was about that point I bled out. So when I bled out, my heart stopped. I no longer had a heartbeat. I no longer had a pulse. And my spirit left my body at the point that my heart stopped. My spirit left my body and went up in the roof of the garage up about, 14, 15, 16 feet, whatever it is. And I'm up in the roof of the garage now looking down on the accident scene. And the first thing I have to tell people is that I just felt amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Words can't describe how good I felt in the scene. I've never felt experienced peace like that in my life. And I just full, complete peace. I'm looking down on the accident scene, and on each side of my body was a humongous angel. And I'm going to say they're approximately 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on their knees. And the reason why I would know their height is because the guy that I had been working with, Leonard, I'd known him, since I was a teenager. And because he had jacked up the truck, not using any safety equipment, no jacks and stuff, he felt bad. He's crying. There's nothing there that the guys from the volunteer fire department, they can't do anything. They're not going to do CPR because I've got this massive chest injury. I don't have a pulse anymore, so they're like, there's nothing they can do. So they've stepped back. He's on his knees above me, running his fingers through my hair, and he's crying. And I'm listening to everything he's saying up in the ceiling. Me saying stuff like, I'm sorry, it's all my fault. And on each side of him were these angels, and their head stuck up about 2 feet taller than his head. And he's about 6 feet tall. So that would have made them about 8 feet tall. And they just had their hands in the middle of my body where I was crushed flat.
Bruce, we're going to hold it right here. We got to go to break. Right. We'll be right back and pick it up from there. Bruce Van Adam.
Good.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live. You come right in. Into all my brokenness. Into all my hopelessness.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Not only concerned about the things of the world, but certainly the one who controls all the things of the world. And here with us right now, Bruce Van Natta. We're going to continue on with his story. Bruce's ministry is titled Sweet Bread Ministries. And through this ministry, he has been sharing his gripping testimony worldwide. Two books that he's written, Saved by Angels, second, A Miraculous Life, True Stories of Supernatural Encounters with God. You got to imagine when you have had a supernatural encounter with God and you start sharing the stories, how many other stories of the same sort that you hear from other people. Bruce's story is most incredible. As you heard in the first segment here, you know, you've got this truck that has come down on him and basically guillotined him, except it was kind of a dulcet. It didn't literally cut him in half, but it squished him. And, you know, the tonnage of that vehicle, you know, coming down, that semi-truck coming down on his waist. And now he is, he's out of his body. He's looking down. He's seeing his friend, who he spent many years with, who cares about him, is feels responsible that this accident has occurred, and alongside his friend, who is crying and trying to offer some sort of comfort, are two, as he describes them, 8-foot angels standing next to his body. Bruce, pick up the story from there, if you would, please.
Yeah, so there's an angel on each side of Leonard, also on their knees just like he is, but they had their hands down in the middle where I was crushed flat. And, you know, I've been doing some study on angels. They're mentioned almost 300 times in the Bible. Sometimes they have wings. Sometimes they don't. These angels didn't have wings, but they had white shining robes that were just emanating light, very muscular, big, broad shoulders, long hair that went all the way down to the bottom of their back where there was a belt on their robe. And they never turned around. I never got to see their faces because I was my spirit up in the ceiling, as I mentioned before, maybe 14, 15, 16 feet in the ceiling, looking down on their backs. They're kind of leaned over my body on each side of Leonard. And the emergency people, the volunteer fire department, just keep showing up onesie, twosie as they're, you know, as their pagers had all went off and as they could get there. They're coming in, and I'm listening to people talking. The emergency workers are talking. They're saying there's nothing they can do. You know, I've bled out, and there's nothing they can do, and I'm just watching it all happen. And as I'm watching, there was a lady, the last two people that came in the room, came in this big shop, came in the back door. Everybody else came in the main entrance, but this last lady, Shannon Celia is her name, and another guy, they came in the back door. They came up the driver's side of the truck. I watched them. She got down on her knees between the angels. Leonard has moved off to the side. She's feeling for a pulse. She can't find one. She's looked off to the side, and I heard this guy in bibs off to the left say, there's nothing we can do. It's too late. Now, at this point, it's been minutes with no pulse, and she's feeling around. She can't find one, and she said, what's his name? And Leonard says, Bruce Vanetta. So she begins to pat me in the face, lightly slap me in the face, and call me and said, Bruce Vanetta, come back. And as she did, she got louder and louder and louder. Pretty soon, all the people that are around, the 8 to 10 people in the garage, they all quit talking. They all turn and they're looking at her in shock, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And giving her a crazy lady look, you know, and she's whacking me in the face, saying, open your eyes, come back. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon, all of a sudden, my spirit came back out of the ceiling, back into my body. My heart started. Now, they'd done nothing medically, no CPR, no defibrillator, no nothing. But when she called me back in, my spirit came back into my body. I opened my eyes. But when I opened my eyes and I came back in, along came with this incredible pain, right? I feel like I've been crushed in half. It's horrendous. I don't want it. And I immediately, my spirit, my mind said no. And when I did, my heart stopped again. My spirit left my body. Mm-hmm. And I went back up in the ceiling of the garage. But this time a tunnel opened up, Bill, going up out of the roof of that garage. And we've heard people talk about near-death experiences where they see a tunnel with a light on the end of it. That's exactly what I saw. Going up at about a 45-degree. And next thing I know, I got in a tunnel, and I started going towards the light very fast. Mm-hmm. And I could hear back there calling my name. I stopped in the tunnel. I got sucked backwards out of the tunnel, back into my body. And then when I came back into my body that second time, I looked at her, and again, this incredible pain comes, but God spoke to me. And right in that moment, what he said was, if you want to live, you're going to have to fight, and it's going to be a hard fight. Mm. And that's all he said. And I just, it didn't take me too long to think about how bad it hurt, and he's given me an option. And I just knew, I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. You know, as I was coming back into my body from the top, I could see the angels. As soon as I got back inside my body and I'm looking out of my eyes, I couldn't see them with my earthly eyes.
Right.
But that's when God spoke, and he said, if you want to live, you're going to have to fight. It's going to be a hard fight. And I said, no way. It hurts too bad. So I left. My heart stopped. Second time, I came up, and I'm out of my body the third time. I'm up out of my body the third time. The tunnel opens up. I go, I'm in the roof of the garage. I get in the tunnel. I'm going towards the light. It feels great. And I just knew that I knew that I knew that on the end of that tunnel, that light was heaven. And I'm going towards it at a very fast rate. And one last time, this lady, she's calling me. I found out later she was a 2-month-old baby Christian.
Mm.
She was reading her Bible every day. And, you know, that baby Christian zeal. And
yes.
She had just read in John 14 where Jesus said, those who believe in me do the same things I've been doing.
She'd even greater.
Yeah,
exactly.
She made it through the Gospels, and she knew Jesus was bringing people back to life. So what she was doing was praying, asking God to bring me back to life. And her step of faith was to say, open your eyes.
Yeah,
so
the faith of a mustard seed, huh? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So she prayed me back to life that third and final time. And when I came back to my body that time, she spoke to me, and she said, Mister, you're on the verge of life and death. What do you have to fight for? Do you have a wife? Do you have kids? Do you have anything
exactly
to fight for?
Right.
And I remembered Lori. I remembered my 4 small children. And she said, stay here. Keep your eyes open. Stay here and fight. And I realized God was now speaking through her. And so it was a long fight. They rushed me by ambulance to a local little hospital. Then the helicopter picked me up there, took me to our state's largest trauma center where I spent basically the next year. I'd get out for a couple weeks, go back in for a couple months, 5 operations. Doctors tell me that I'm the only person they can find in the entire world that has ever lived with major arteries severed in 5 places. There was just miracle after miracle in the hospital. Lots of people praying for me throughout the country. My wife had me on paratrains all over at churches everywhere. It was just literally miracle after miracle in the hospital that God did. And, you know, they said I wasn't going to, first they told my wife I wasn't going to live. Then they said I was going to be disabled and I wouldn't be able to walk and, you know, all these different things. But God is, I mean, I can walk.
Yeah, here you are leaping tall buildings once again. Bruce, because of the limited time here, and this story is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen, you can read more about it in his book, Saved by Angels, and also another book that shares many, many stories, miraculous life stories, true stories of supernatural encounters with God, available through his ministry, Sweet Bread Ministries. Bruce, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you through the ministry.
Yeah, so they can find us at sweetbreadministries.com. Mm-hmm. They can find those books, the Saved by Angels and the A Miraculous Life. They can go right to Amazon. That's a quick, easy way, cheap, easy way to get them. People have them at bookstores as well. They're bookstores. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce, what was life like before the accident?
Well, about a year before the accident, I was prayed over by some missionaries to get sober. I had been a 20 years pot smoker and, you know, whiskey drinker and party guy. But a year before the accident, these people prayed for me, and I had been completely sober for a year before the accident happened. And it was, like you said, it was such a life-changing, miraculous thing that afterwards I just wanted to, I mean, when they took the breathing tube out, the very first thing I wanted to talk about was tell people that I'd, my wife and these, the doctors and stuff, that I'd seen two angels.
Right.
Because it was just such an, you know, such a huge impact. And then we started this ministry, and we've built orphanages. We just finished building a school. So we built a couple schools and some orphanages, and we do a lot of humanitarian aid work in Central America. We do some in Moldova and in Europe. And I just want to tell people, you know, that God is alive and well, and there definitely is an existence after we die. You know, once our spirit leaves our body, the Bible says it's going to spend eternity somewhere. Either spend eternity in heaven where with God where everything's perfect, or the alternative is spend eternity in hell. And I've talked, like you said, Bill, I tell my story, and then people tell me their stories. And I've talked to lots of people that have died, gone all the way, made it to the end of the tunnel, got to the light, gone into heaven, Christian people I've talked to, and I didn't. But then I've also talked to people who died, and there was a tunnel, but it wasn't going up at a 45. It was going down at a 45, and it was pitch black on the end, and they ended up in hell before they were, you know, resuscitated. So, I mean, there's definitely a spiritual reality.
Well, as the movies and as the song states, God's not dead. He's surely alive, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, we travel around. We share this testimony worldwide, mainly North America. But we pray for people, and we've seen God do astounding biblical-type miracles. And it always humbles me and baffles me every time that I see, you know, God do his work. And he's just, his love for us is amazing, and we can't earn it. If it was based on earning it or deserving it, then I wouldn't live.
I hear you by God's grace, no doubt about it, Bruce. And, you know, and like you say, here you're touched by a baby Christian who doesn't know better. You know, isn't listening to the words of, you know, the medical professionals or the first responders, but she's hearing the voice of God, and that's what she chooses to believe in, and you as well, right?
Yeah. When they interviewed her on like History Channel and Discovery Channel and different TV shows I've been on, when they interview her, you know, what she says about it and how, you know, she came in and she said, I had an ashen look to me and there was no pulse and she knew it wasn't good.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Bruce Van Natta has been our guest. His two books, Saved by Angels, A Miraculous Life, True Stories of Supernatural Encounters with God, available, as he said, at Amazon, all the usual places. Bruce, remind everybody how they can be in contact with Sweet Bread Ministries.
Yeah, it is sweetbreadministries.com.
Just like that. Bruce Van Natta. Thank you, Bruce. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you, too.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience
experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.